KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school sports yesterday as the Atlantic girls golf team had yet another successful day on the course Monday, winning the Class 3A Region 2 final at the 5x80 golf course in Menlo. Atlantic shot a 361 to take the title. Brooke Newell was runner-up individually, shooting an 85. Kemper Catholic also advanced as a team with a 387 total in second place. Top two teams and the top five individuals move on to states. Grace Davidson of Clarinda was the individual medalist, shooting an 82 yesterday. Also, Atlantic's Alyssa Ginther shot an 89. She was good for fourth place in yesterday's meet. Atlantic now gets a chance to defend their 3A state title from last year at the state meet at Lake Panorama National Golf Course in Panora. That'll be May 30th and 31st. The tee time both of those days will be a shotgun start, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Also in girls regional golf yesterday, West Monona and Boyer Valley were the state qualifying teams coming out of the 1A Region 2 girls golf final at Anita. West Monona 372, Boyer Valley a 405. Cam was sixth overall in that meet. Also individually, the top five move on. Samantha Knight of West Monona was the medalist, shooting a 78. Sammy Jotty of Cam was third. She shot 90 to move on to state. Also, Matea Peters of Griswold tied for fifth with Abby Schaefer of Mount Air and Caitlin Klein of Boyer Valley. They all shot 96, so Peters also will advance to the state meet. Also in a Class 2A Region 1 final at Meadows Country Club in Mobile yesterday, it was Alta Aurelia and West Lynn, the top two teams. Individually, Annika Patton of Alta Aurelia with a 78 was medalist. Also in the top five, Madison Lease of Missouri Valley. She shot 95 for fourth place, and she'll advance to state. Trainer also wins the Class 2A Region 2 final at Winterset yesterday with a 359 total. BCLUW was the runner-up with a 406, and they qualify for state as well. AHSTW placing fourth overall. Individual qualifiers dominated by Trainer. In fact, they had five of the top six golfers. Allie Anderson was the individual medalist, shooting a 78. Also in the top six were Madeline Ditchler and also Kayla Chapman, Randy Robinson, and McKenna Waffle, all in the top six yesterday for Trainer. Class 4A Region 1 final at Denison saw Humboldt and Carroll have the two low team scores, and they'll advance to the state meet. Greene County's Rachel Danielson was the individual medalist, shooting an 85. Also, Sarah Sweeney of Carroll was third with an 88, and Summer Sinnard of Carroll a 94 for fifth place. In the Class 5A Region 2 final at Des Moines yesterday, Waukee and West Des Moines Valley were the state qualifiers, and Waukee and Valley also had all of the top five individual qualifiers there as well. Moving on now to tennis, the Atlantic boys tennis team competed in sub-state team tennis Monday in Carroll, and the matches originally were to be played Saturday, but the weather conditions pushed those back. And the Trojans were able to pick up a sub-state win over Glenwood, so qualify for state, but then they were defeated by Kemper Catholic in the state team quarterfinal round. Atlantic beat Glenwood 5-4 in yesterday's matches. Kemper Catholic moved on 5-0 over Clark in the sub-state round. Then in the first round of the state team tournament, the quarterfinal round, it was Kemper Catholic with that 5-1 victory over Atlantic. That allows Kemper Catholic to advance to the Final Four. The state semis and finals will be played on Tuesday, May 30th at Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines. Well, some regional team tennis matches on the girls' side were completed on Saturday around the state. Some sites, though, impacted by the rainy weather were moved to Monday. Due to those delays, the first round state match has also been moved to today so that the regional finals could be finished yesterday. In yesterday's action, it was Spirit Lake Okoboji beating Cherokee 5-1 and Waverly Shell Rock over Decorah 5-0. Action today in Class 1A Region 1 at Denison, Spirit Lake Okoboji will face Shenandoah, and in Region 2 at Boone, Glenwood will play Waverly Shell Rock. Those matches get underway at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Boys substate soccer starting yesterday as well in Class 1A play in substate 7. It was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic by a 4-1 final. Gilbert beat Nottoway Valley 10-0. Creston edging Riverside 3-2 to advance. In boys class 1A, Substate 8 play yesterday. Trainer beat Underwood 2-0. Tri-Center topping Clarinda Academy 5-1. St. Albert beat Missouri Valley 10-1. Also in boys class 2A, Substate 1 play. Spencer over Carroll 5-0. In Substate 8 in 2A, Harlan over West Central Valley 5-1. Dallas Center Grimes shut out Glenwood 6-0. In class 3A, Substate 8 play. Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson 3-2. Des Moines Hoover downing Abraham Lincoln 4-0. Also in girls' regular season soccer, it was AHSTW topping Riverside by a score of 4-0. Well, high school baseball and softball season's underway now. In softball play yesterday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan outscoring Underwood 13-12. Denison beat Boyer Valley 10-5. Abraham Lincoln topping St. Albert 11-2. From the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning a winner 12-0 over Charter Oak Ute. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Earlham over Exira EHK 7-5. From the Corner Conference, Stanton topping Essex 21-4. In boys baseball play yesterday, Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Harlan beat Carroll 14-0. It was Shenandoah topping Underwood 4-2. Creston beat Southwest Valley 6-1. Lewis Central over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 3-2. Matches involving Western Iowa Conference schools yesterday in boys baseball saw AHSTW defeat East Mills 9-6. Missouri Valley beat Whiting 13-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference yesterday, it was Cam over Iowa Christian 9-0. That game called in the second inning. Also, Exira EHK beat Logan Magnolia 16-0. West Central Valley over Glidden Ralston 7-5. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox, a 9-5 winner over Orient Maxburg in boys baseball play yesterday. In Major League Baseball, D.D. Gregorius, Brett Gardner, and Chris Carter all homered in the New York Yankees once again down Jason Vargas by beating the Kansas City Royals 4-2 last night. A reversed umpire's call in the seventh inning kept the Yankees ahead and enabled Michael Pineda to top Vargas for the second time in a week. The Royals, with the worst record in the American League, have lost 5 of 7. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Minnesota beat Baltimore 14-7. The LA Angels topping Tampa Bay 3-2. Houston beat Detroit 1-0. In interleague play, Cincinnati over Cleveland 5-1. Arizona 5-1 over the White Sox. In the National League, Colorado beat Philadelphia 8-1. Atlanta down Pittsburgh 5-2. San Francisco 6-4 over Chicago. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa beat Tacoma 7-6. Omaha 5-3 winners over Reno. Stephen Curry scored 36 points and the Golden State Warriors closed out the Western Conference Finals against the injury-ravaged San Antonio Spurs with a 129-115 victory Monday night, becoming the first team in league history to start the playoffs 12-0. Golden State were up by as many as 22 points as they cruised to their third straight NBA Finals. The Warriors await a possible third straight championship matchup with Cleveland. They lead Boston 2-1 in the East Finals. Colton Sisson scored his third goal with 6 minutes left, ensuring the Nashville Predators' magical postseason now includes the franchise's first-ever trip to the Stanley Cup Finals after they eliminated the Anaheim Ducks with a 6-3 win in Game 6 last night. The Predators, who've never even won a division title in their 19-year history, came in with the fewest points of any of the teams in the playoffs. Now they've swept the West number one seed in Chicago, down St. Louis in 6 in the second round, and then the Pacific Division champ in 6 games. Peter Laviolette became the fourth coach to take 3 different teams to the final and the first since the playoffs split into conference play in 1994. The Predators will play either defending champion Pittsburgh or Ottawa for the Stanley Cup. Game 1 is set for Monday. Anaheim lost in the conference finals for the second time in 3 years. And Max Chiltern and rookie Ed Jones have turned the fastest laps in the second-to-last practice for this year's Indianapolis 500. Chiltern had a speed of 228.592 miles per hour Monday. Jones was second at 228.118. Pole winner Scott Dixon was third at 227.165. Points leader Simon Pagenaud had the fastest Chevrolet on the 2.5-mile oval at nearly 227 miles an hour as drivers worked on race day setups. Australia's James Davison also made his May debut as he turned 88 laps as the replacement driver for the injured Sebastian Bourdais in the number 18 car. Davison's fastest lap was just over 223 miles an hour. Drivers will return to the track for the final practice on Friday. The race is scheduled for Sunday. The practice was stopped briefly after Oriel Servia pulled over with his car smoking. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.